Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are President of Los Pastores del Valle de Mesilla, Loretta Sosa Gonzalez, and Drama Director of the play, Rita Jo Sosa Carver, to talk to us about their 58th annual performance. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having us.
You're welcome. What is Los Pastores del Valle de Mesilla, and when did it start?
Los Pastores del Valle de Mesilla is a liturgical drama. It originated in Spain. When the Spanish conquest came to the New World, they brought liturgical drama to teach the indigenous people the stories of Christianity. And this play originated from a mission in Santa Barbara, California. There was a woman whose last name was Covarrubia, who had a Spanish script, Castilian Spanish, and music that depicted this play. And in the mid-1950s here in the Mesilla Valley, the Holy Cross Retreat Center was being built, and a Franciscan friar from California, Father Owen de Silva, brought this script with him from Miss Covarrubia. And when he came to the valley, he started noticing there was a lot of local families that would get together on Sunday afternoons and have the resolana, play the guitar and sing in the afternoons. And he got this idea that he has this Christmas play. What he did is he translated the Spanish portion of the play into English. And, of course, the songs you cannot translate. They have to stay in Spanish. So it's basically a bilingual play that came here through Father Owen de Silva. And we started in the retreat house back in the late 1950s, and I believe we first went on in 1961. Was it St. Genevieve's or San Albino?
I think it was in Mesilla at San Albino.
So that's how the play got here. And there were a lot of local families back in the day, the Tejada family, the Ray Chavez family, the George and Raymond Paz family, my parents, Dan and Rita Sosa, Pat Duddle and George Duddle. McComas family, the Conrad family, the Grijalvas. So there was a number of families that put together the music, and he had the friars the first time play the script. And the script depicts the seven cardinal sins of greed, lust, pride, envy, all of those, wrath, the sloth. So each of the characters depicts a certain sin. Now, the play starts with the prophecy of Isaiah, and it starts with Lucifer being cast out of heaven. So there is Lucifer in the play, and he's desperately trying to look for the Virgin and try and stop this birth from happening. So the Battle of St. Michael is in it. It's a story, and it ends with a conversion at the manger. And the music is just delightful. You know, the Spanish Castilian Christmas songs, it wouldn't be Christmas without them for me.
About the music, it starts with Mary and Joseph coming, knocking on doors in Bethlehem, trying to find a place at the inn. And there's no room anywhere in the inn until they realize that this is the woman that is carrying the Christ child. We come in with an Entren Santos Peregrinos, and that's when the whole group comes walking in. Joseph and Mary are in front of us, and they come sit up on the stage, and the rest of the group comes in, and we sing the Entren Santos and Pobre Peregrinos, and then Que Blanqueaban, Que Estamos Cansados, and that's when we take our place and sit down, and that's when the drama begins.
Estamos Cansados means we're tired. Pobre niño means poor child. O precioso niño, o beautiful boy. Aromas is the incense and the flowers. So again, you can't translate the songs, but you can hear the lullaby and the information.
And then when we were in Spain, my brother and I and my sister-in-law went to Spain. There's one song that says, Que traemos turrones y miel. Well, nobody really, none of us ever knew really what that meant, but I brought some, Hito says, Loretta, look at that store. There's the turrones y miel. Mm-hmm. So we brought some. It's like a peanut brittle of sorts. I just cut it in a bunch of pieces. Everyone tasted it, and now we understand
part of a song.
Traemos pues turrones y miel para ofrecer al niño Manuel.
To offer to the baby.
Traemos pues turrones y miel para ofrecer al niño Manuel. It's a beautiful, beautiful song. Once the songs get in our hearts,
it's joy.
We'll never forget them.
And you'll never forget the first time that you did the play, Loretta.
Yes,
how old were
you? I was a little girl. I was only about 7 years old, and there were four of us, Patty Provencio and myself and Concha Paz and Kathy McComas. And we played the angels. There were four angels. And so this year I do the prophet, and then the little angels say, "This is indeed a holy day to the Lord." It seemed like a big role then, but it's so beautiful.
And Rita, what do you remember from the first time you were in the play?
Well, I saw it before I was in it, because I think I was about 2 or 3 years old. I remember very vividly being at San Albino. But prior to watching the play, my father, who played Lucifer, he was the first one that played Lucifer. And he used to practice at the front door by our living room, and he'd sit and do his lines. And I remember being this little child watching my dad holler and yell the lines of Lucifer. Now, this year, my brother Steve is playing it for his second year. So he's filling in where Daddy was. And my daughter, Tanika Sosa Gonzalez, plays Gila, which is the woman that is in the play. Bartolo is played by Chris Ripple. And he's the gluttony. He is a relative to Ray and George Paz. And then we have Bato, which is my brother Dan, which is the prideful. Greg Sanchez, which is envy, because he's envious of Bartolo because he's got the woman. Bermudo is Gene Gomez, is greed. The padre is Mike Gomez. His father, Tony Gomez, who was the chief of police here in Las Cruces many years ago, is our padre at the beginning that introduces the crowd to our play. So that's beautiful to have him back into the group. Loretta mentioned she's the prophet. My grandson, Patricio Gonzalez, he's only 9 years old, and he plays Aparado, the one that has to defend himself. He's angry because he's the little one in the group. So he's wrath. And then Cucharon, and that's another one of my grandchildren. He's my oldest grandson, who's 21, and he plays the sloth, the simpleton. And then my husband, Bobby Carver, plays the hermit. Thank God Bobby plays it, because I used to have to. So now he does. And then St. Michael will be my nephew, Jose Sosa Provencio, and he'll battle with my brother. So it seems, for this drama director, I pull in all my resources, and that's my children, my nieces and nephews. We do welcome the community to join us each and every year to understudy, to be in the choir. We've got some new people this year, Rose and Bert Silva. We have Haney Pearson. Mm-hmm. We have a few people, Ms. Cardenas, that has her two daughters. So we're happy to have gained about 5 new members this year in order to keep this tradition going.
And the performances are going to start on December the 1st at Calvario Methodist Church, and everyone is invited.
Everyone is invited. Pastor George Miller invited us, and anyone who wants us to be at their church, it doesn't have to be a Catholic church, it's anywhere. And believers are everywhere, so it really doesn't matter where we perform. We're going to do it on the 1st at Calvario Methodist at 7 p.m. And then on the 15th, we're doing a 2 o'clock matinee and also a 7 o'clock on the 15th at Holy Cross Retreat Center.
And that's at 600 Holy Cross Road. That's where you first started to do the play.
Yes,
that's correct.
Yes, it is.
We were children. Our parents were the ones that Father Owen de Silva saw playing the guitar and singing and having a great time. So as children, I remember my stomping ground was the retreat house.
Yes. We thought we lived there. We thought that's where we belonged.
And it's really nice to come back.
Yes.
And be, and Father Tom has welcomed us back, gives us space for our practices, welcomes the performance. And so it has come full circle.
So this is a local Christmas play.
Yes.
It's not done anywhere else in the country?
There are different, I mean, there have been, the Spaniards came and they settled in different places. So many people, I have seen some versions from northern New Mexico, very, very different from ours. I have seen a version from Taos that was brought to San Albino. And out of curiosity, of course, I wanted to see it. Very, very different from ours. Ours is very uplifting, muy alegre. Mm-hmm. The other one was very different. I don't know how to explain it, but it was very different and similar, you know, if that makes sense.
So these were all derived from the first Spanish play, Los Pastores, but you call yourselves now Los Pastores del Valle de Mesilla.
Correct.
That's where we started, and that's where we ended up.
And it's a free play, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. We do take donations because it helps us with, if we have travel, if there's a trailer that needs to be fixed that hauls our technical stuff, costumes have to be cleaned. We need to replace our makeup so it doesn't get stale. You know, we're not even nonprofit. We're just out there invited to perform wherever we're welcomed and happy to do it.
And where can they find out more information?
Probably Loretta.
Yes, anyone could call me. My phone number is 575-496-0852. And I just got a phone call this last week from someone from the cathedral, and he was wondering where, if there was anywhere he was going to play his trumpet for Christmas. And that's exactly what we needed, because when St. Michael comes in and says, "Shepherds, there goes the trumpet." Oh, it's so beautiful.
Blessed with a trumpet this year.
Yes.
So you're always looking for more performers,
people,
more musicians, more singers. And Rita Jo, you sing as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love to sing. As drama director, I try to find all of my roles to be filled so that I don't have to go on, because my heart is in the choir. So I work with the drama, but my heart is with the songs and in the choir.
Rita Jo, what is your favorite song from the play?
One of my favorites, because I have too many of them, is O Precioso Niño, O Precious Boy. And it has been sung by Fran Chavez and other people, but I've never been able to sing it myself. But it's O Precioso Niño, tú me solo bien, te amo con cariño y con fe también, eres más gracioso que lindo arrebol. Eres más hermoso que la luz del sol. And that's probably my most favorite. Another
tranquilo.
One, Duerme Tranquilo en mi corazón, for the Christ child to sleep tranquilly in my heart. That one's beautiful too.
Well, I really appreciate you both coming down to talk to us about this beautiful Christmas play, which will be presented December the 1st at Calvario Methodist Church at 7 p.m. And on December the 15th at Holy Cross Retreat Center, an afternoon matinee at 2 and in the evening at 7.
If your heart draws you, come before the King.
Yes, it's a beautiful thing. It's the real meaning of Christmas. It makes Christmas.
Thank you again, ladies.
Gracias.
Gracias.
You're welcome. President of Los Pastores del Valle de Mesilla, Loretta Sosa Gonzalez, and drama director Rita Jo Sosa Carver. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.